This is Mouth Media Network. Amplify and connect.
I am Stéphane Tchollier. I'm a French citizen working for Pilot Company, which is located in the south of France. And I'm managing director of this company, particularly in charge of the business development internationally. And what I love about beauty is that it helps to make a better world. And what struck at me when I joined this industry recently, early this year, is that it's amazing in terms of creativity and innovation. And that's really amazing for me.
I'm Henry Tinchon. I'm the president of Asquan. I'm Belgium, traveling around the world with obviously running a global business. What I like about beauty is the fact that, and having been in this industry for over 35 years, is that this industry keeps on reinventing itself. There is always something new. It is a very recession-proof business as well, because as long as, you know, women will have a certain amount of vanity, we will keep on developing some beauty products.
A key player in clean tech, industrial, mineral, and ceramic chemistry, and an up-and-coming technology-driven company that sources, creates, produces, and markets groundbreaking beauty solutions, recently announced a collaboration to provide innovative, cleaner, safer, and greener makeup brushes and mascara applicators to cosmetic brands and U.S. consumers. The breakthrough innovation provides natural bacteria and viral contamination protection, giving makeup brushes and beauty accessories an unprecedented level of safety and hygiene unseen in the market before. Coming up, you'll hear the inside story from both players on location at Makeup in New York.
You're listening to Beauty is Your Business, covering the intersection of innovation and business in the beauty industry. Recorded on location.
Hi, this is Abby Wallach.
Hi, Abby.
On location at...
Hi,
nice to see you. We're on location here at Makeup New York, and I'd like to welcome our guest host, Deanna Utrofsky.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
So it's exciting to meet both of you, and can you start to tell us a little bit about your company and your partnership and how you're working together to help innovate in the beauty industry?
Right. So I've been in this industry for 35 years. I was the founder of a major packaging company. I started Asquan 3 years ago, sort of, you know, new life challenge. And I met Pilot and Stéphane about 6 months ago. And they had a, you know, very extremely disruptive and revolutionary technology, which we're of course always on the hunt on to find, you know, like new edges on this market. Then they had a truly an edge, which we were, you know, delighted to be able to incorporate in our packaging.
So Stéphane, can you tell us a little bit about your innovations and what your focus is in terms of that and the packaging and how it relates to Henry's company?
Sure. This innovation, which is a disruptive technology, as Henry just mentioned, took years and years, like almost 10 years of R&D to be to be developed. And basically, it's a global, natural, and sustainable protection solution that can be integrated in different materials, in packaging, in beauty tools, such as makeup brush and mascara, which are the product we've been launching with Henry last week. The benefit that this technology brings to consumer is a super hygienic product in terms of microbial contamination, because this revolutionary technology avoids and kills any microbial and viral contamination you can have on cosmetic accessory. But it's also totally natural because it's coming from, you know, natural ceramic. It's a natural product, and there's no, in the process, additional solvent or anything, so it's purely natural. So it's clean, it's safe, it's natural, and it's green because it avoids, it reduced the level of waste you have. It's totally recyclable, and the whole process we have is a clean tech process. So we have a lot of claims in terms of cleanliness, safety, and sustainability.
And I would say one more thing. As far as I'm concerned, this technology is probably also the most contemporary, addresses the most contemporary and societal issues that we have. I mean, we have, you know, a lot of migration from different ethnic populations moving all over the areas, particularly in Europe. And I think hygiene and is going to become a major issue. And this solution is the only truly working solution with no drawbacks that this market has to offer.
Yeah, I'm hoping, Henry, that you can talk a little bit more about how you're using the technology from Pilot in makeup brushes and applicators more specifically.
So the advantage is that their technology is a technology, you know, obviously natural, that we can incorporate into the material. So there is no release. It is part and parcel of the material. There's no leaching. So as far as the brand is concerned, as far as the mechanical features are concerned, there is absolutely no change.
Yes.
There's no investment. There's no mechanical change. There is no contamination within the formula. It is totally, I mean, you, nothing changes as far
yes.
as you're concerned.
Yes, more than a drop-in. Better than a drop-in.
But what it does is that it actually, contrary to a lot of solutions that are available, which are, to be honest, only half cooked. You know, there's charcoal, which basically is just marketing, doesn't really work. There is silver, which has health issues and only partially works. There is zinc, which has plenty of health issues as well. But there's nothing that is out there which is natural and which can be incorporated into the material and does not wear off.
Right.
I mean, this does not wear off. This is permanent there. All these other solutions, they tend to basically, you know, fade away after a certain amount of time. So here you're protected forever. But the most important thing about this is we're talking about hygiene. But where are the biggest hygienic issues? We could talk about testers, people going in a store testing,
sure.
you know, the same brush. But if you look at generational issues, like the Gen Z generation, these young people, they like to exchange and, you know, play around with their mascaras and lip glosses
right.
and, you know, try mine, try yours. I mean, that is the perfect solution for basically passing on things that you totally ignore, you have, but which the other person, you know, will then be exposed to.
Can you share a little bit more about the technical process? So I understand it's a technology that will be partnered with your packaging, but how does that seamlessly, how is it integrated?
All right, so I won't be too technical, but generally speaking, we are at Pilot, we produce our own microspheres based on, let's say, ceramics, a natural product, and we have a patented process, which is a clean tech process. And then we ask one to deliver the raw material they are using to produce the mascara brushes or the makeup brushes or the different packaging. And then this is also our know-how, and which is patented, the way we integrate this technology into the raw material. And then we send back the raw material to the manufacturing facilities of Asquan. And for them, as Henry mentioned, it's totally transparent. They don't see anything, no change in their process, no investment. It's like if, you know, they were converting standard material. So this is the reason why the technology is totally in the mass of the product. It's not on the surface only. And that's it. Then the supply chain goes until the end. But it's a what we call pilot added product compared to a standard product.
Right, very
I
cool.
See.
And as I understand it now, you're using this pilot added material to create makeup mascara wands, rather, and some other makeup applicators. I'm not correct.
We can introduce it into different aspects. I mean, obviously, fibers of brushes.
Okay.
We do it during the extrusion process. So, obviously, brushes of mascaras, which eyes. The stem of the mascara,
sure.
the wiper, and
okay.
the inner cap.
Yes.
Because, of course, where are the most... which are the most at-risk areas during makeup? It's your lips and your eyes.
Yes.
Right? Herpes, conjunctivitis, which this thing kills.
Right.
So we're talking lip glosses, stem, you know, tip, and wiper, we're talking mascaras,
okay.
we're talking brushes,
yes.
makeup brushes, and then we could also potentially talk about skincare nozzles,
right.
because as you extract cream out of a dispenser, when you let the actuator go up again, there is material which
yes.
goes back and then sits in that little channel of your activator
right.
for quite a long time, and that starts to get bacteria, and that starts to smell because bacteria equals bad odor.
Yeah, very cool. I'm imagining that some of your existing clients will take this technology and run with it. You'll be providing it to brands that you already work with. Can you talk a little bit about how consumers might see it showing up in the marketplace?
Well, if I may, but actually the way together with Asquan we promote this technology is that we have the value proposition solution that we give to consumer through key benefits which are unique. Henry mentioned that earlier. Not a single existing solution on the market can provide such level of safety, cleanliness, and sustainability. So basically, let's come back to the testers in store.
Okay.
I have a question. Would you share your toothbrush with anybody? No, I guess not. I won't. But, consumers in stores, they share their testers with thousands of women before and after them. It's the same
well,
issue.
I think they've changed that a lot because now when you go into the store, now it's all individual.
They're disposable.
But it's very eco-friendly because it's all waste.
The point
it's
is the
of
level
waste.
Of waste is huge. And
right.
as I said, again, the sustainability part of the solution is one of the major issue that we can claim as well.
Well, actually, to that point, I think another challenge with that aspect of cosmetics is even if you're using an individual tool or disposable, it's the actual cosmetic because you don't know if the person before you used it twice.
That's right. Even with single use. Yeah.
Right. Yep. So if this tool, is that an area of the market you're going to go after to do the, not the disposables, but the testers, the testing market? Because that's... Good idea, guys. Just open a whole other business category for you.
Absolutely. I mean, testers are part of the game. But as I said earlier on, I mean, there is a societal Instagram-driven let's share our mascara.
Yeah.
Right.
And the issue is, contamination between two usages, whether the same person use it or the tool is shared among different people,
right.
like the GSM. The pilot technology included into this product, is a natural protection against this microbial contamination between two usages, and this is the reason why, considering that the technology lasts for almost ever, you can keep your own product much longer, and you also reduce waste, you reduce cost, and you have a guarantee of hygiene and safety.
And as far as market penetration is concerned, obviously it'll take some time, and so there'll be some early
adopters,
and then if you look at Gore-Tex, the material Gore-Tex,
right.
today hardly anybody buys a rain jacket anymore of some sort without either Gore-Tex being in there or another.
It became the fabric
exactly,
of the industry.
Another sort of synonym for repellent.
Right. Yes. Mm. So your goal is for everyone to be able to take this technology.
Absolutely everyone.
Yeah.
But
right. That's the goal. Of course it is. Market domination. Why
the Gore-Tex
you want
story
that?
is exactly that. We have also Intel Insight, and this is,
right.
At the end of the day, what we want to achieve together. Yeah.
Right. Well, no, that sounds like a really, it's very helpful to the consumer because it's protecting them, and it's also helpful to the brands and businesses who would be using your packaging.
And Asquan, as a company, we're always on the lookout for these things. I mean, last year we started with NFC technology, which is RFID, so basically all our packs can be loaded with NFC tags. And I guess NFC could also be linked with these technologies because NFC is a great way of telling the consumer, hey, let me tell you what this product actually does for you.
Yes.
And, we can show them a film, all this, just with your mobile phone, no apps required, no nothing. I mean, artificial intelligence is going to get into this industry as well, eventually.
Right. What is interesting also probably to mention is that this technology, pilot technology, has been already adopted and implemented in other industries because we started with the pharmaceutical industry 3 years ago, which is extremely demanding in terms of safety and hygiene, as you can imagine. And we are, of course, approved in this industry with all the compliance, worldwide compliance, basically. We are also in the, let's say, patenting for aerospace. You know, you potentially have contamination in planes, in the cabins when you touch
things. Yeah, that's really important.
In
Get
hospitals.
On that right
yeah,
now,
yeah, yeah,
because
yeah,
that is
I
awful.
Agree. Yeah. You know, if you have a flu, you know,
forget
and everyone, one person coming in the plane, the whole passengers have a
so
flu.
So how can you do, what can you do to help that category?
Well, it's already done and implemented because we integrate our technology into patenting. And the
painting?
Painting, the paint, yes.
Oh.
The manufacturer spans all the plastics environment, the tables, the kitchen, the toilet, the luggages, everything. So everything you can touch and potentially contaminate.
Interesting.
And it's automatically cleaned by this technology.
Did you bring it? Can we see it? What does it look like? I'm so curious.
You can't see it.
It's
a solution.
There's no investment for you. There's no mechanical change. There's no change. So you can't see it.
Wow, that is really super cool. Very exciting that you're really trying to help and protect people in many different ways.
And the environment.
Of course, in the environment. Coming up, you'll hear from Stefan and Henry about their business relationship and how partnerships are formed in the beauty category.
Here comes Makeup in Los Angeles, the only and unique B2B makeup event at your doorstep. The next edition, February 11th and 12th in Los Angeles at the LA Convention Center. Makeup in Los Angeles is a unique place where you can find from alpha to omega every piece of a makeup and skincare product and make your own line, advised and guided by the savoir-faire of the most qualified experts in the beauty industry. Whatever your project is, there you can find the best contact. You can ask for an invitation at the show's website, makeup-in-losangeles.com.
Can you talk a little bit about how this partnership formed and what other businesses might be able to replicate from the deal you have?
All right, well, this partnership was brought... The name Pilot was brought to me by a colleague in this industry, a name that I won't mention, but, you know, this is a... cosmetic industry is not a very big industry. It's actually a very sort of small family of people. I mean, I've been in this industry, as I said, for 35 years. My father was in this industry before me. So we, I guess, have this sort of industry DNA in ourselves. And networking, you know, and talking to people is how, you know, names get exchanged. And that's how I got to hear about them. And unfortunately, in our industry, and particularly in Europe, we lose a lot of dynamism. You know, people hear about something and then they always find like 25 cons to justify one pro. Right? I tend to look at it the other way around. So, you know, I got in contact with them. We talked. There's always like an alchemy, a chemistry which needs to, you know, be created by two people. And I think, you know, ask one as a new contender in the packaging industry, and when you see what we've done in 3 years, from virtually being nowhere to actually, I guess, being pretty present, it's because we're dynamic. We are fast, super fast.
Well, you have to be fast today.
And I think he can vouch for that is because we did a lot of things in very little time.
Yeah. Yeah, Henry is perfectly right. I mean, Pilot technology has raised a lot of interest for major cosmetic brands. The point is, we are not let's say, manufacturing facility of beauty tools. So we needed to have a company like Asquan that could, make available the technology for brands and consumers. And dynamism, I think, is one of the key words, because we are a small company. We are agile and flexible, and we want to go fast as well. And we found with Asquan and Harry, in particular, and all his team, the same spirit and the same way of working. So we did a lot in a few months. We qualified several products, and more will come in the near future. And yeah, we are extremely happy today to be able to provide to brands and to consumers, let's say, industrial tools, beauty tools, sorry, that are manufactured industrially to consumers.
So I have a question. Now that you have this partnership and you have the technology and you're ready to move to market, it's not in the market yet, is it?
No, it was the press release was done 10 last days week, ago, yeah. And the first presentation to market was done yesterday.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Perfect.
So you're at the perfect conference to showcase your vision and your product. So what do you hope how will you benefit from this conference today? You know, now that you were able to share your partnership and your vision with the industry. Is the phone ringing off the hook, I hope?
The way we're going to benefit after this conversation will depend on whoever's listening to this and will obviously take the challenge and give us a call. But we have obviously conversations starting with a number of leading brands in the industry, which came and saw us here, and to whom we're going to have a more in-depth presentation, and we'll just go on from there.
So industry response is quite positive, I'm imagining.
Yes,
what are you
people who really understand the major challenges and issues going forward, which obviously very often are the more corporate brands.
Yes.
They show a lot of interest.
I mean, one of the things we've been talking a lot about at the conference is sustainability and natural and things of that nature. So how does your packaging fit into the natural sustainability category? Because what you're doing is you're protecting the consumer, right, from bacteria and because of the technology, but there's other pieces that go with it.
Stefan's ingredient is natural.
Yeah, but basically the raw material from the technology is natural ceramic. It's microsphere. So, and during the process, the production process is a clean tech process.
Right.
Using only water and thermal heat. There is no additional solvent, and there is zero waste. Zero. So from the beginning of the process to the end of the process. So the process is green, the raw material is green, mm-hmm. And then when we integrate that into a product, there are some, let's say, positive environmental footprint issues, because you lengthen the life of the product, so you reduce the waste.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to disinfect anything. You don't need to buy disinfectant,
right?
Which you sometimes do not really know what's in this product, and which are not necessarily very very safe and very clean for the environment. So when you make the whole life cycle analysis of the product itself, it's really positive from a sustainability point of view.
And then the other thing is that from a carbon footprint point of view, I mean, their microspheres are not coming from some remote area in China where, like for rare, like the rare earth that they use in mobile phones. This is basically coming from, it's locally sourced. So the carbon footprint is also minimal.
Yeah. I'm wondering, Stefan, are you suggesting that this technology might actually be able to limit the sort of preservatives that are needed in different formulations? Or is that a pipe dream?
It's a very good and interesting question, because we started 3 years ago with the pharmaceutical industry, with ophthalmic market segment, and that was the major objective of these companies, to reduce or to take away all the preservative.
Okay.
And we achieved that. So zero preservative in formulation for ophthalmic treatment. We know that each formula is unique. So basically, the technology is applied to the applicator. And just take the example of the mascara brushes. When you use it, the mascara, you have microorganism, bacteria on the brush, and you put it back in the formula.
Right.
And then it starts to spread, because a microorganism, bacteria, as soon as it's here, it develops by itself. Okay. So the formula needs to have a certain system of preservative. I said system, not necessarily preservatives. But the action of pilot technology helps to reduce it, side to side to in the battle.
Imagine an ally. Yeah, now suddenly the preservative is as an ally.
Yes.
Right.
That's right. That's right. So, yes, to a certain extent, but once again, it's a case-by-case project that we have to carry out, but it can help to reduce either the number of preservatives or the different categories of preservatives. But it doesn't; it's not a preservative by itself. The applicator will be preserved and disinfect automatically by our technology, not the formula.
Yes, that makes sense.
But we put back much less, let's say, microorganism into the formula between two usages, because the pulp technology just kills all the microorganism.
So now our beauty products are going to last longer as well. So the mascara is not going to dry out as fast, and we'll be able to use it a little bit longer, it sounds.
That's good news for consumer.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
It's not so depressing
when you, well, it's okay, I'm still going to buy it again. It's just I may get a little more wear out of it.
Yeah.
Sounds really exciting, like you're really on to something very compelling.
I'm very excited and very happy to partner with these guys, because I think we have a very long runway ahead of us.
Yeah, well, congratulations. I'd love to ask each one of you to leave us with a final thought. Stefan, if you can just share one final thought from today about your company or the show and the partnership.
Let's say two words. I'm new in this industry. I didn't mention that, but I joined this industry in January this year. And I'm amazed by the creativity, the innovation, but mainly the trend of sustainability and natural things. Clean environment for me is something that I take back home in Europe.
And also, how can our audience reach you?
I'll just take a look on our website, which has been refurbished last week, just before Make It New York,
okay.
pilot.com, pilot.com, and we'll be happy to answer your questions.
Okay, and Henry?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Come and see it at Ask One. Mail us, ask one of our reps to come and see you, and you won't regret it.
Sounds great. And how can we reach you?
You can reach us by email, askone.com.hk. You can reach us. Most brands know our reps. You can go onto our website.
Terrific. Well, thank you so much for joining us today to share
Pleasure.
Your innovation. Wishing you the best of luck.
Thank you, Abby. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. And this is Abby Wallach signing off. I'd like to thank the audience for listening and thank Deanna for joining us.
Thank you, Abby.
See you next time.
This has been Beauty is Your Business, produced by Mouth Media Network. Copyright 2019. Keep in touch on Instagram and Facebook at Mouth Media Network, and find prior episodes at beautyisyourbusiness.com and wherever the best podcasts are found. Your brand message can be on this show. Email us to find out more at podcast@mouthmedianetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
This is Mouth Media Network. Amplify and connect.